And this news update's being brought to you by Zimmerman and Sons Electric of Port Austin. Hands down, the best electricians around. And by Thumb Bank and Trust. Community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. And by More Motor Sales. See why your friends and neighbors are going to Caro. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for the hour. Well, Michigan State primary election unofficial results as of 1:56 a.m. are Democratic primary for governor, Joslyn Benson, 83.1%, Chris Swanson, 16.9%. Republican primary for governor, top two, John James, 50.1%, and Perry Johnson, 35.2%. For Senate, the Democratic primary, Abdul Al-Sayed, is winning 49% to Haley Stevens, 47%, and Mallory McMorrow is 4%. Mike Rogers is uncontested for the Republican primary. All Huron County precincts are reporting 31 out of 31. Lake Township road maintenance and spongy moss suppression millage proposal. No, 179. Yes, 178. Lake Township road millage proposal, 205. No. To 150, yes. All township or zoning ordinance amendments have passed. Sanilac County, 28 of 30 precincts reporting. Aiden Dove, 118. Craig Ellis, 117. Sarah Ellis, 104. Wendy Mazey, 98. All Sanilac County millages have passed with the following exceptions. Bridgehampton Township road millage proposal, 71 yes, 71 no. City of Marlette ordinance prohibiting marijuana establishments, 340 no to 206 yes. Marlette Township recreational service millage, 286 no. To 232, yes. Tuscola County, all precincts for the Tuscola County Road Commission elected to appointed, 10,316 no's to 3,181 yeses. All Tuscola County millages passed with exceptions to the following. Novesta Township abolish annual meeting, 262 no to 152 yes. Tuscola Township Road Improvement, 302 no to 271 yes. Cass City Police Department Millage, 327 no to 291 yes. And Marlette Community School Bond Proposal, 81 no to 69 yes. Those are the preliminary results coming in. We will have updates for you as they become available. And Huron County residents, business owners, and seasonal visitors are being asked to weigh in on the future of housing across the county. The Huron County Economic Development Corporation, working with the county's Brownfield Redevelopment Authority, has launched a housing conditions and development readiness study aimed at identifying local housing needs and opportunities. As a part of the project, a public survey is now available to collect feedback on housing availability, affordability, property conditions, and obstacles to new residential development. Project leaders say the information gathered will help shape future housing strategies and provide recommendations to support community growth encourage new housing investment, guide local planning efforts, and strengthen workforce and economic development. County officials and local community leaders will also be involved as the study moves forward. The public survey takes about 5 minutes complete and is available through the Huron County website. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsors.
Stop worrying about a power outage. Contact Zimmerman & Sons Electric in Port Austin or Pigeon. This is Jack Zimmerman. We will give you peace of mind with a Generac standby generator. They will automatically power your home or business, even when you're not around. We have 7 models of Generac standby generators in stock and ready to be installed, ranging from 9 kilowatt to 26 kilowatt. Call us for a free quote.
This is Josh Zimmerman. We have financing plans available, and we can also maintain your current system and add options like an LP fuel monitor, an oil sleeve, and a battery heater to ensure a smooth start in the cold conditions. Contact Zimmerman & Sons Electric, family-owned for over 42 years. Call Zimmerman & Sons Electric in Port Austin at 989-738-7798 or Pigeon at 989-453-2991.
Here are your obituaries at this time. James Jim Haleski, 84, of Ubley, passed away August 2, 2026. James was born on October 14, 1941. Jim married Emily Peters on October 28, 1967, and he had 2 daughters. Jim is survived by his wife of 58 years, Emily, daughters Deborah and Jeannie. Visitation will be held on Friday, August 7, 2026 at 1 p.m. with the memorial service to follow at 2 p.m. at McAlpine Funeral Home, Mac Chapel, followed by a luncheon at Franklin Inn. In lieu of flowers, please consider a donation to the Alzheimer's Association or the charity of your choice. In keeping with James's wishes, cremation has taken place at Sunset Valley Crematory. Condolences may be shared with the family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. And with broken hearts, we announce the unexpected passing of Dominic S. Stonecipher of Bad Axe on August 2, 2026, at just 15 years old. Dominic was born on October 26, 2010. He is survived by his parents, his stepmother Bridget, his stepfather Alex, his siblings, and his grandparents. A celebration of Dominic's life will be held Friday, August 7, 2026, at 11 a.m. at Bad Axe Free Methodist Church, with visitation beginning at 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Cremation will follow at Sunset Valley Crematory in Bay City. The family asks that those who knew Dominic honor him by looking out for someone who feels left out, cheering for the underdog, and living life with the same fearless heart and kindness that he showed every day. Condolences may be shared with the family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com.
The King of Cars.
This is Denny King, the King of Cars, at Moore Motors in Caro. It's summertime, and that brings the hottest deals on a new Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram from Moore Motors. Summer life gets busy. The kids want ice cream. The dogs want to go for a ride. And your friends need help moving a couch that they swear is not heavy, just awkward. Having the right vehicle for your life is a big deal.
Moore Motors.
That's why people come see me, Denny King, the King of Cars at Moore Motors. We are the Thumb's number one dealer of Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram all under one roof. I've become known as the King of Cars because I've been helping people find the right vehicle for over 30 years. And it all starts with a conversation. Tell me what you need, your budget, and what you want out of your next ride, and I'll show you the best options on the lot. At Moore Motors of Caro, we've been providing award-winning customer service for over 6 decades. If you're looking for the best deal on your next Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram, come see the King of Cars of the Thumb. You deserve a stress-free car shopping experience. So come see me, Denny King, the King of Cars, at Moore Motors of Caro, and see why your friends and neighbors have been driving to Caro for over 61 years.
And we're back with a look at your national and international news. A federal judge has blocked key provisions of recent executive order aimed at restricting immigrant visas from dozens of nations. The court determined the broad suspension exceeded statutory authority without sufficient individualized justification, delivering a major legal setback to the administration policy. Legal advocacy groups praised the decision, arguing it protects essential family reunification and employment pipelines. Government lawyers are expected to file an expedited appeal to keep policy intact, pending higher court review. And European electoral authorities have initiated a comprehensive inquiry into foreign digital interference ahead of upcoming national elections. Intelligence agencies reported coordinated disinformation campaigns targeting social media platforms to influence public sentiment. Tech companies have been ordered to increase content moderation resources and submit detailed transparency reports. European officials reiterated that safeguarding democratic integrity remains a top regional priority. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by More Motor Sales, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 58 years. And by Zimmerman & Sons Electric of Port Austin, hands down the best electricians around. Also Thumb Bank & Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today.
Are you thinking about a new home, ready to refinance, or planning a major renovation? Hi, this is Mark Hill, mortgage lender at Thumb Bank & Trust. At Thumb Bank & Trust, we have the mortgage and home equity solutions to help you move forward with confidence. We offer fixed-rate home loans, construction loans, and refinancing options to fit your goals and your budget. Our team takes the time to understand your plans, and we guide you through the process every step of the way. Need funds for home improvements or repairs? Our home equity loans and home equity lines of credit can provide the flexibility you need to tackle projects big or small. With local lending decisions and personal service, Thumb Bank & Trust is here to make financing your home simple. Stop by one of our branches or visit thumb.bank to learn more. Thumb Bank & Trust, community strong since 1895.
Mark Hill, NMLS number 500339. Thumb Bank & Trust, NMLS number 462637. An equal housing lender, member FDIC. Loans are subject to credit approval.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.